This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's rocked the nation, but some of Alabama's own residents are among those protesting the state's new strict abortion ban. A protester at a Mobile, Alabama rally yesterday says the new abortion ban is unfair.
Especially with the rape and incest being included and nobody being allowed to get an abortion, what are you going to do when you have a 12-year-old who's been raped and is forced to carry out that pregnancy?
It's seen as the nation's strictest anti-abortion law, and it was signed into law by Governor Kay Ivey last week without exceptions for rape or incest. Meanwhile, an amendment designed to make abortion unconstitutional in Louisiana is heading to the state Senate today. President Trump is turning up the heat on Iran, tweeting yesterday that, quote, if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. And he warned Iran not to threaten the United States. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Thunderstorms setting off a swarm of tornadoes across the plain states over the weekend, and they could bring even more bad weather today, as forecasters say thunderstorms could produce more twisters across parts of the southern plains. A man is dead after a shooting at a Florida mosque. It happened just after midnight in the parking lot of the Islamic Society of Tampa Bay Mosque, and deputies say the suspect and the victim knew each other, and the shooting happened during an argument, the suspect now in custody. It's no secret that President Trump uses Twitter a lot as his primary method of communication, and he addressed his use of Twitter in an interview that aired last night on Fox.
I've destroyed bills that were going to be voted on that were bad, and I've gotten bills passed that were good by using Twitter. And Twitter is really a typewriter for me. It's really not Twitter. It's Twitter goes on television. If they have breaking news, I'll tweet. I'll say, watch this. Boom.
That on Fox is The Next Revolution with Steve Hilton, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has declined again in the past 7 days. John Clemens has more.
A trio of factors can be attributed to the drop in gasoline prices. The seasonal adjustments at refineries is wrapping up, while the price of oil has declined to $63 per barrel, which is a drop of $3. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Average gas prices across the country have dropped about 2 cents per gallon, the national average falling to $2.86 per gallon.
A billionaire investor paying off the student debts for the new class of Morehouse College graduates. Robert F. Smith made the stunning announcement as he delivered the commencement address over the weekend at that all-male, historically black college in Georgia. He said, quote, "You great Morehouse men are bound only by the limits of your own conviction and creativity." Morehouse says Smith promised as much as $40 million bucks to make sure that each graduate leaves college debt-free. And Woodstock 50 organizers moving forward with the festival with a new financial partner after breaking ties from the original backers. Investment bank Oppenheimer & Company has agreed to fund the festival, which is set to take place between August 16th and 18th in Watkins Glen, New York, with artists like Santana, The Killers, Miley Cyrus, and Jay-Z. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, hope you had a great weekend, America. Good to have you with us. How you doing? Sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. A lot going on in the midst of, you know, all the political environment and all. But, hey, look at Brooks Koepka wins, you know, wins in New York. You know, and of course, one of the things most talked about, not only that he was leading so handily, and thank God for that lead, it started to slip there. It had a, you know, couple rough holes, and, you know, DJ came back and looked like he was going to put some pressure on him. But then he ran into a couple bad holes of his own, and Koepka hung in there. But one of the things we talked about is, you know, his girlfriend attempting to kiss him before the match. I mean, he was really focused on, you know, what he had to do and going out for the final round. And a couple of times she wanted to kiss him. Of course, the camera, wouldn't you know it, the camera catches this. And I'm sure she's a bit embarrassed. Hopefully, you know, it's no big deal. But, you know, hey, those kind of things happen. But I'm sure it'll linger. She looked like she was pitching a little bit of a fit. And, you know, I'm sure when she sees all the video of her attitude and everything, you know, oh, well, you know, all's fair in love and golf, I guess. So anyway, that's, you know, you can look at things like that. And then, of course, we had some basketball games going on, too. And, you know, in a great game, double overtime last night. Oh, my gosh, what a good game. But, you know, some good basketball. And this is when you get down to the highlights of it all. And, you know, the Warriors are up 3-0, and now you've got, you know, what a great contest last night between the Raptors and the Bucks. So, anyway, you know, as far as everything else that everybody's so excited about, you would think Pete Buttigieg was on Fox News with Chris Wallace last night. And, and of course, the mayor, Mayor Pete, as you know, Chris would like to refer to him, did well for himself, had a good showing, and you know, gave his side of the story, you know, and of course he had to take the opportunity, I guess, to kind of give himself some cover because people on the left, you know, going, what are you doing going on Fox? You know, come on, what are you talking about? You got 50% of the country. You know, you got conservatives over there, and, you know, last time I checked, this is America. You can't go around and bifurcate everybody and say, okay, I'm just going to go after, you know, this small group of people. But, you know, I thought he presented his case well and did a good job. But like I said, he did have to cover himself and, you know, kind of, you know, put down, you know, Carlson and Laura Ingraham, you know, for, you know, some of the statements they made. And, you know, again, like anything that comes out, you know, from the left, if anybody on the right, any conservative says anything that they don't agree with or they can, you know, glom onto, then that's it. You know, that becomes the, you know, the hyperbole response to a statement that is made, you know, to give you some, you know, some background and some consideration. You know, Donald Trump says, look, at Mexico's not sending their best. And to this day, you would think that all he was talking about, because they take things out of context, they just grab a soundbite. This is what the left does. And this is why, you know, people have been, you know, labeled as purveyors and contractors of fake news. You know, they're not interested in giving the truth to the people and saying, OK, here what the situation is. And meanwhile, you know, we're in opposite camps and talk and not even listening. We're just talking. You know, it's like we've got all these individual echo chambers, and this is not what the United States is all about. And I'm not sure what it's going to take. I mean, I say I'm not sure. I guess I know in part, probably in great measure, what it's going to take, and that's a change of heart. And the change of heart is something, you know, at a level that most people in this country right now, you know, they seem to be content to be in argumentative mood. You know, let's just fight and fuss about all this stuff as opposed to really, you know, getting along and, you know, being about the people's business here. And we got the Democrats still continuing to march down their road of impeachment. And meanwhile, oh, yeah, we've got a 2020 election going on. And, you know, what are you doing, you know, to protect and ensure that, you know, if you're so concerned about the Russians, and we haven't even talked about what the Chinese have done or what, you know, North Korea is doing and other outside players, and including, as Donald Trump referred to it, you know, some 400-pound individual doesn't know any better, just lying in his bed and figures, okay, he wants to torment the system, and so he's just going to poke the, you know, poke the bear here, so to speak. And America is so set up for this, I'm telling you, that it will take a minimal amount of force and tension on the election process. If something happens that is beyond what people expect, you know, nobody's going to concede. This is just insane. But instead of looking at the whole process, see, we should have been looking at the entire process, and I'm talking the election process in itself. You know, you've got Attorney General, former Attorney General Eric Holder, insisting there's no voter fraud that takes place. I mean, he's just emphatic about it. It just doesn't happen. And I keep saying, okay, why are people getting arrested and going to jail if voter fraud doesn't exist? And yes, they're getting jailed for voter fraud. You know, I mean, this is delusional. Okay, what kind of game are we playing here? I mean, there are obvious things that are being done that compromise the credulity of it all and the integrity of the whole voting process. So whatever side loses has an argument based on the obvious holes that exist in our system today, whether it's Black Panthers at the front door, you know, threatening people, or, you know, voter harvesting that's taking place legally and illegally, you know, giving people an inordinate amount of time to vote. I mean, this has all gotten out of hand. I mean, why would we be so loose about this? I mean, it's the same thing. You know, it's amazing. It really is the epitome of what's happening in the southern border right now. We're so casual about it. We're so lawless that why should we expect anything within our government to be about the order of law? And there's a reason for these compromises, because in these compromises and this, you know, this broadness and latitude, boy, it allows for a lot of cheating to take place and plausible deniability. And supposedly you just keep people out of jail. And of course, what's even worse is the rhetoric that takes place. I mean, here's Joe Biden. He's on a campaign, and he's got one of his followers, female type sounded like, saying that, you know, accusing Donald Trump as being lawless. And he says nothing. He says, oh, why don't you be my vice president? Oh, wait a minute, come on. You know, it's one thing, you know, for some political rhetoric, and they keep saying, you know, tamp it down. Oh, when they go low, we go high, all this stuff. You know, all those are just words. I mean, you know, and I think Mayor Pete said something last night in cautioning that we need to be responsible for the words we say. You know, talking about a president of the United States being lawless, some of the things, look, I understand. You don't like the guy? Okay. Maybe you don't like some of the things he does? Okay, I get that. Because in politics, you're supposed to be controlled by the media. And Donald Trump is an extraordinary individual. Let's face it, he's outside the box. He's not playing according to the traditional rules that, you know, Republicans are supposed to just cower and, you know, roll up in the fetal position and allow the media and the Democrats to just make fun of them and to define their character, malign their character, and tell the people what their presidency is all about. Donald Trump's not going to have it that way. And, you know, and so they're upset because they don't get to play ball the way they used to. It's a different ball game altogether. And this might be good for the country overall that we have, you know, leaders that are forthcoming. We've got more coming up. Stay with us 15 minutes after.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in the business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Look, I apologize. I mentioned the Raptors and Milwaukee Bucks game last night, double overtime. Didn't give you the score in case you missed it. It was the Raptors in a must-win game. I mean, they were down 2-0 as their home court. Otherwise, it was going to be a situation where they would be three down. And as we know, I don't think there's been a team ever in the history of the NBA that has come back after being down 3-0. That's quite a hill to put in front of them. But the Raptors were able to do it in double overtime. 118 to 112 was the final score. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to leave you hanging there on that. Hey, did you happen to catch the news? Boy, what a great graduation gift, huh? Morehouse College's commencement ceremony on Sunday. I mean, wow, this multimillionaire, he's a billionaire, Robert Smith, surprise gift. I mean, he went a little Oprah there and decided to make the announcement that for the 400 graduating seniors, hey, you don't have to worry about your tuition debt. He's setting up a foundation that will contribute something like $40 million, wiping out the college debt of those graduate students. Can you believe that? Wow, what an incredible, incredible gift. Now, you know, my thought was, and I tweeted out this morning, is that this wouldn't happen in a socialist country. So, you know, talk about countering in one fell swoop all that, you know, maybe some professors there don't know for sure, you know, but, you know, whether it's Morehouse or other institutions, because we know what's happening at other institutions, this indoctrination of our young people, telling them that socialism is the way to go. Well, case in point, in a socialist country, it's going to happen. And this other narrative about, you know, wealthy people that being stingy and stuff like that, you know, it's very, very rare. You know, what we're seeing time and again, this is what happens with wealth. And I see this more times than not. You know, whether it's Bill Gates, I mean, go on down the line, you know, the very uber wealthy of our country who have made gazillions and have been blessed by this free country of ours, how they've given back, you know, but that's greatly underestimated. And I would say that they have given back in greater measure than some of our politicians who on their tax forms show something like or 2 or 3% or 5%, you know, when I guess the basic standard is 10%. I would say at least 10%. Even Barack Obama, I think Barack Obama gave 22%. Mitt Romney, who was maligned, something like 29% in charitable giving. But I mean, this is what wealthy people do, and that is ignored. When you hear the conversation, oh, wait, we just got to tax them more and, you know, pay for our ineptitude with the budget and our ineptitude of electing people who come in to our, you know, into leadership of our country and don't want to be, you know, proper stewards and fiscally responsible. You know, they just keep adding debt upon debt. You know, Mayor Pete last night talked about, and again, this thing's getting a little bit old, and we're going to talk with Grover Norquist a little bit later on. I want to get his idea on this deal. You know, the constant attack that what the tax break did, that it only helped the rich. I mean, look, at empirically, that's not true. You know, Steve Mnuchin, others have addressed this issue and saying, look, it went further than that. And to the left's shock, if you recall, when the tax break came down, what did a lot of these companies do? They bonused. You know, Nancy Pelosi called them crumbs. But I'm sure the people that got the bonus didn't look at them as crumbs. They were happy to get, you know, an extra bonus here, an acknowledgement, and they shared it. They took care of their employees, and there were many, many companies that did this. But no, we don't want to hear about that. You know, we just want to hear this false narrative. And this is where Mayor Pete loses credibility and other Democrats. Is they want to be so argumentative that you're not being even, you know, honest on its face. I mean, you just want to hold on to this position and take this. And look, I understand it happens on both sides, and it bothers me on both sides when I hear it. When I hear the recklessness and the reckless use of the language to support a false narrative. Because then what happens, you see, I get upset because then I go to dinner with liberals, and then they start spouting these 8-second sound bites, and I, oh, you know, you're hurting me here. I mean, how does that conversation, when you just echo back 8-second sound bites, how does that advance knowledge? How does that make us a more educated voter? You know, and I'm not saying, look, I don't want to hang around liberals, or I don't want to hang around progressives, or anybody with an antithetical viewpoint. you know, I don't need to be in an echo chamber. I like my friends, and I like the vastness of their ideas. But I also especially like them when they're honest and they've done some homework instead of just spouting some 8-second soundbite. And to me, you know, here's somebody running for president of the United States, and Mayor Pete, you make a statement, it only helped the wealthy. That's not true. That's not true on its face. So, you know, throw out the Pinocchios here, man. Come on. Let's really take a look and let's be genuine about what happened. The other thing, of course, you know, that really caught everybody's ire is what's going on the abortion debate. And there's no doubt it's all coming to a head. And, boy, the left is absolutely catatonic over what happened in Alabama, trying to wonder, okay, what's the strategy? Well, you know, well, you can figure it out. I mean, with 8 states now, you know, coming online and, you know, addressing abortion, because what's happened, much to the concern of those on the left and progressives and those pro-abortionists, is that science has caught up with everything. You know, the truth is now being revealed. You know, we've had movies like Gosnell and Unplanned, especially Unplanned, which, you know, showed what Abby Johnson saw as a worker for Planned Parenthood, as a clinic director, and she goes back to help with a procedure and sees an abortion that absolutely crushed her heart, devastated her. Okay, and the reality is that we have millions of moms who deal with the weight of the consequences of abortion. But this is the big lie that we've bought into. And we only talk about women. You know, very little is said about the men. And let me tell you, men are waking up and realizing, wow, I did this. Either because, you know, I forced my girlfriend or forced my wife into an abortion or I was passively involved. I got what I wanted, so, you know, hey, you know, or in some cases, they didn't even know about it. But the truth is the truth, and when people, whether it's women or men, have to reconcile themselves with that truth, it can be quite crushing. You know, I've spoken with many priests and pastors of churches. I said, this is the thing we have to watch out for, because what is being realized is the psychological impact on women and men, and I would say also on families, because they're grandparents that are realizing, you mean to tell me I could have had another granddaughter? You know, and the thing is about abortion, what's happened, you know, it's not just one and done. I think there's about 30-35%, according to the latest study, 30-35% of a woman who has had one abortion will likely have another. So there are multiple abortions for at least a third of the people who have participated in abortions. And then, of course, what everybody goes sideways about, or most people do, and others just flat out want to ignore, is the devastation it's had, particularly on Black America. I mean, this was designed. This is what Margaret Sanger had designed it to do. Wanted to eliminate the less thans. You know, what she perceived as, you know, as Black Americans. And I mean, and the Democrats have supported this, ladies and gentlemen, and it's beyond me to this day how Black America can support an entity that has all but wiped them out, has committed genocide on their race. It is such a big lie, and something that I guess for the sake of some kind of, I don't know, false narrative or false comfort or something, you know, people want to hold on that. And as well, Hispanics, let me take 25%. 25% of the abortions in Hispanic communities, I'm telling you. You know, I am a Hispanic. And let me say, this is so counter our culture, just like for Blacks. It is so against who we are and what our culture represents. It is absolutely heartbreaking. And this is what's happening. And people are tired of getting their hearts broken and saying, enough, we don't need to get to 63 million or 65 million babies aborted. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's rocked the nation, but some of Alabama's own residents are among those protesting the state's new strict abortion ban. A protester at a Mobile, Alabama rally yesterday says the new abortion ban is unfair.
Especially with the rape and incest being included and nobody being allowed to get an abortion, what are you going to do when you have a 12-year-old who's been raped and is forced to carry out that pregnancy?
It's seen as the nation's strictest anti-abortion law, and it was signed into law by Governor Kay Ivey last week without exceptions for rape or incest. Meanwhile, an amendment designed to make abortion unconstitutional in Louisiana is heading to the state Senate today. President Trump is turning up the heat on Iran, tweeting yesterday that, quote, if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. And he warned Iran not to threaten the United States. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Anwar is back in the conversation. It could mean American energy independence. I know we've had this conversation before. And Dan Kish is back with us, Senior Vice President for the Policy at the Institute for Energy Research. A little bit of background here because Dan just didn't fall off the avocado truck yesterday. Okay, he's had more than 25 years of experience on congressional committees focused principally upon natural resource and energy policies. The service includes principal resource committees in the House and Senate. So, and you still got the lash marks from all that experience, right, Dan?
Well, I don't know if you're trying to indict me, Bill.
Let's not get nervous. This is equal opportunity. We're down the middle. We're trying to get the truth here, Dan. I jest only because it's early and it's early in the week. And, I'm trying to keep it light after a weekend of some crazy stuff happening here and there. But,
every weekend's great.
Hey, at least we're not Bruce Koepka goes, hey, he wins the PGA championship, and now he's got to calm down his girlfriend that he rejected twice kissing because she wanted to kiss him before he went out and played his final round, you know.
Everybody's got their lucky charm.
Exactly. Well, for him, it's like, hey, look at, you know, I got to keep my gay face on. But and for her, I'm sure it's a bit embarrassing because people are having fun with that video. But, you know, hey, look at but at least Kefka's got, hey, but look at how much money and I got the trophy and, you know, all things are good here. Hey, let's talk Anwar. I thought this was somewhat settled, but I guess not, huh?
Well, no, it just never goes away because, in all honesty, Bill, it's the environmentalist number one fundraising issue. It always has been. They show pictures of caribou romping and that sort of thing. I can tell you I've been to Anwar about a dozen times, as well as the oil production facilities on the north slope of Alaska. And those caribou are running around the oil wells and pipelines on the north slope, and there's more of them than before they began the Alaska pipeline. So that's not an issue, but it really does get people. You can show a polar bear, you can show a caribou, and I can assure everyone that there's no problem with the populations of either.
You know, and that's the thing about all this, you know, with some of these narratives out there, they definitely become objects for campaign and fundraising. And, you know, as we know already, four Democratic presidential hopefuls joined the Democrat out of Oregon, Jeff Merkley, in introducing legislation that would block all drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. I mean, that's what it seems to be. I mean, the resistance, you know, the whole resistance, DNA element is in the Democratic Party. I mean, they only know resistance. It's like, okay, well, why do we need to just block it full face when we have an opportunity? I mean, here we are for the first time in our lifetimes, Dan, where we truly can be energy independent. And I hear Americans saying, hey, look, why are we giving, you know, people and owing our allegiance to people that don't like us and all for the sake of oil? And but meanwhile, they like driving their cars. They like having oil to warm their houses and do all this. And when we have an opportunity to be self-reliant, they're going, oh, no. You got to be self-reliant somewhere else.
Well, yeah, that's the issue. And it's fascinating because Merkley is from the West Coast. Mm-hmm. And in the House, a bill was passed out of the Resources Committee, sponsored by Jared Huffman from California. And I don't think most people know this, but the Alaska pipeline at one time moved as much as 2.1 million barrels of oil a day. That's a lot of oil. That is the largest pipeline in the United States, one of the largest in the world. And it's down to a quarter of that. It's down to about 500,000 barrels a day because they haven't got oil to put back into it. And there's more oil on the North Slope, but you, in essence, need another good, healthy supply of oil to keep that pipeline running. Otherwise, much of that oil that remains on the North Slope gets kept in the ground. And, of course, this all goes to the issue of the so-called keep it in the ground movement that doesn't want us to build any pipelines, drill any wells, and all, you know, take the train to London. That's basically how this thing has morphed from caribou and polar bears and other things into a totally different approach entirely.
Go ahead and finish your thought here, because I want to make sure I'm understanding clearly and our audience is understanding clearly the scenario you're painting here for us. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the Alaska pipeline supplied most of the West Coast oil. For decades, it supplied most of the West Coast oil, and it was the least dependent region of the country on foreign oil imports. Now it is the most dependent part of the country on foreign oil imports, including from Russia. So they're importing oil from Russia and trying to stop it being produced and transported to the West Coast from Alaska. Since the Alaska pipeline was built, it's transported about $1.4 trillion worth of oil at today's prices that we didn't have to spend giving it to people that hate us and people who wish us ill. We're going to use it. The issue is where it comes from.
Now, again, where you lost me a little bit was before we were doing out of the Alaska pipeline 2.1 million per day, and now we're about 500,000, so we're about a quarter of that, maybe 20%?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. The pipeline is three quarters empty.
So why, again, help me understand, why is it empty?
Because the existing oil fields on the North Slope have depleted over time. I mean, the initial find in Alaska was in the late 60s.
The pipeline was authorized by a one-vote margin by a vice presidential vote in breaking a tie in the Senate in 1973. It was started up production in 1977. It would cost $50 billion to replicate that pipeline today.
Wow. And so in terms of the environmental consequence, where are we with that?
Interestingly enough, as time has marched on, the environmental impact is probably 1/50th of what it once was in terms of surface impact on the North Slope.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happens that by reducing the amount of dirt you move and that sort of thing, you also reduce the costs. And mm-hmm. that's what's happened on North Slope production. So we have more caribou than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Things are very good. The Eskimos who live there support drilling in Anwar. In fact, they're strong advocates of it. The people of Alaska overwhelmingly support opening Anwar because it means jobs and benefits to them, obviously. And so we have something that can strengthen our national security, strengthen our economic security, and help the people who actually live there and who've lived there for centuries who support it.
But again, we have people on the left that know better. I mean, you know, the Democrats made it clear and continue to make it clear that, you know, if you don't agree with them, they're going to drag you through their agenda one way or another. So even though you have Eskimos, you have the local people saying, look, this is good. The state of Alaska is saying this is good for us. You know, we need to do this. The people on the left, with all their scaremongering, are misrepresenting the asset and the consequences of any kind of drilling there in Anwar. But meanwhile, it looks like a very bright upside, right?
Absolutely. If we care about national security, if we care about denying U.S. funding of countries that we don't particularly like or that don't like us, and wish us will, or ill will.
Ill will, right.
This makes sense.
Dan, how much are we talking about percentage-wise? I mean, I heard it's something like 8%.
To put it in perspective, Anwar itself is the size of South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
What we're talking about is 1.2 million acres in an of that on the very
right.
North Slope.
We got to leave it right there. Dan Kish, thank you for being with us.
And elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill.
That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
It's where you like us fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Just to kind of summarize the conversation with Dan Kish, we ran out of time here, but we've got a couple minutes. Very quickly, what we're looking at is, Democratic leadership, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, they want to just put Anwar's coastal plain under lock and key. That's the bottom line, regardless of the vast energy resources and the benefit that it would have for Alaskans and all Americans to access this abundant natural resource. And it's surprising, as he says, that people in the West, considering the Alaskan pipeline starting to dry up a little bit and what benefit they got from the Alaskan pipeline, why they would be against this. But, you know, it's the Democratic Party, and they're just against things because they want to resist it. And, you know, and I don't mean to be so flippant about it. I mean, you heard me ask about the environmental impact. That is clear. We need to be sensitive to this. But according to a U.S. Geological Survey, estimates that Anwar's 1002 area that they're talking about has an expected value of 10.4 billion barrels of recoverable oil. Now, many Alaskan residents, including the Eskimos, as Dan said, within the Anwar area, support exploring the coastal plain. So they don't see this as an adversarial proposition. They see it as win-win. With only 8% of Anwar needed for exploration, okay, 8%, the project would create tens of thousands of jobs and further establish the U.S. as an energy superpower. That's if you see that as a positive, if you see what we've been discussing here, for quite a while, and that is that, here we are for the first time in our lifetimes that we can truly be energy independent. And I say, why not? And I don't say just because we can be energy independent. I mean, you have to look at both sides of this and look at the environmental impact. Is it going to be a problem? But all indications are that this is win-win. But it's okay that we have the dynamic tension. We have the other side arguing about it. And, we'll continue to work through that. And I'm grateful. Let me tell you, I am grateful for the opposite viewpoint because of that opposite viewpoint. Remember, as I said, I grew up in Southern California. There were days that you couldn't breathe. The smog was so bad. I remember, we were playing, American Legion baseball and, traveling all over the state. And it was terrible. I mean, we had to carry oxygen with us. We grew up on the coast, small little community in Ventura County, California. And we're close to the coast, and we can breathe without a problem. You get outside of that zip code, and you had to have, some sort of aqualung, or at least oxygen anyway, to get, to get through the game. That's how bad it was. Things have gotten better, since there's been some attention brought to that, and thank God for it. My kids still live in California. And some of them in the inland portions of the state. And so they're not quite, you know, they don't have to deal with the smog, and that smog cough, you know, for those of us that, you know, grew up with that, God, it was just terrible. So, and we can thank the environmentalists for that. We can also thank the environmentalists for putting the pressure on the oil companies. But it's not to say the oil companies have been without any kind of concern. They know. I mean, they themselves are dealing with a precious resource here. And whether there's, you know, we have leaks of oil, you know, we have oil spills that go on. I mean, don't think that they're sitting there high-fiving and think that, oh, this is all great and everything. I mean, they understand the consequences of it. I think that you have to really be so close-minded about being a steward of the natural resources that we have. I mean, if they weren't for us to use, why are they here? And, you know, but we need to be responsible stewards. That's what this is all about. So I think we need to have that tension, that debate that goes on to hold each, you know, each side accountable. And, you know, also because of what environmental, the pressure they put, I mean, they helped put the, you know, put the pressure on the development of fracking. And fracking, look what it's done to the oil industry since. So that's why I say it's win-win. Grover Norquist joins us now. I've been looking for, always looking for this opportunity to speak with Americans for Tax Reform President Grover Norquist, and he's on with us now. Hey, Grover, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Good to be with you.
Hey, I want to talk about, you know, this deal, this idea in D.C. You know, I mean, at every turn, they just want to keep taxing us. And, you know, the headline is that we're being nickeled and dimed to death here.
It is, and they've got more ideas. The gas tax is the one that they've been pushing, and they sell it on the idea that they're going to give us infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Now, you may ask yourself, infrastructure? That's a French word that means everything except roads, and that's true. Infrastructure that politicians say when they don't want you to be able to say, you promised us roads, mm-hmm. because the letter that Nancy Pelosi and Schumer sent to Trump when they were going to meet about road building, Trump kept talking about roads and bridges, and, mm-hmm. and they wrote a letter. In the letter about what they wanted to talk about, the following words did not appear: roads, bridges, highways, interstates. The words that did appear are housing and other initiatives, climate change, clean energy, labor contractors, broadband, and public health. When the Democrats talk about raising the gas tax for quote-unquote infrastructure, there's a reason they don't say roads, bridges, because they intend to spend it on all this other stuff. Like, remember the $800 billion stimulus package?
Exactly.
That Obama had. Now, with $800 billion, they could have paved much of the planet, never mind the interstate highway system. But what did they do? Everything except that, mm-hmm. and that's again, now they want $2 trillion, before $800 billion, now $2 trillion, and if they're to be believed in their letter to Trump, they want to spend it on lots of things, none of which are roads. And they've got another one for airports, because sometimes people think infrastructure, well, we'll build new airports, we'll mm-hmm. expand runways, we'll be able to, all that stuff. Well, they want to increase the PFC, passenger facilities charge, which is money that goes to the airport, not to the airline, not to fly your plane, not to buy fuel, none of those things, but to go to the airports. A couple of thoughts here. One, we already pay not $6.9 billion on taxes for airports. Airports themselves make money, right? They rent you. They make you pay for your car rental. Right. They make you to pay for dropping your car off. They get to sell you food there. They make $30 billion
parking
there. Parking. 20% of your airline fees are already taxes. And the PFCs they're talking about for a family of four could get $136 on a round-way trip. This is a massive increase. And by the way, there is no modernization project awaiting funding because there's plenty of money sitting in pots in D.C. They just want more. There's $7 billion that's unobligated money sitting in the airport trust fund, $7 billion, and they want to raise your taxes and mine every time we get on a plane. You know, this is just endless.
Exactly. Well, it's. I think that Pat Riley called it the disease of more. And that's exactly what's going on. It's insatiable. So why won't they tap into it, Grover?
Well, because if they do, then the airports wouldn't be as helpful to them in demanding more money. And they want to be able to argue that there's a shortage. Why do Wisconsin, for instance, for the 10 years before Scott Walker was elected governor, $1 billion in one state, $1 billion over the 10 years of gasoline money was sent to the general revenue. Every state has a trick they use to siphon that off. And so the money that comes in may well be designed to be siphoned off for other things, and that $7 billion would be needed for actually airport stuff.
Exactly. Well,
so
see, this is
a crisis.
Yeah. See, the problem that the voters have is they're going, wait a minute, aren't we already paying taxes for infrastructure? I mean, for roads, forget about infrastructure, for roads. Every time in California, it's to do something about the roads or some other aspect. And again, that money, in much the same way as they did the lottery, because we were going to fund schools. And you go, well, how much money from all the lottery did that the lottery generated has gone to schools? Well, you know, they mumble something off like they sound like Bernie Sanders trying to avoid an answer.
Yes, and politicians like roads because they view them like worms that you put on the end of a hook. They say roads, and many taxpayers go, oh, I hate taxes, but roads, I really need roads. How come they're never widening the roads around here? How come they're not building new ones and fixing the potholes, for heaven's sake? I will give them money for that. And then they take the money and say, thank you very much. And then they come back 2 years later. Aren't you tired of those potholes? This is, they use roads. It used to be prisons for a while during the high crime rates in the 80s and 90s. People would pay any amount of money for prisons, some of which they built prisons, some of which they didn't. And then sometimes it's education, although people have kind of figured out that we spend more per capita in our failing schools than we do in the successful schools, that private schools cost a third of public schools, that schools in the United States cost more than schools in Germany or Japan, and somehow they're doing a better job. It's obviously not connected to spending more money, but that's what they want to. Sometimes they have success in selling people, oh, you should raise taxes for this. We just really need to demand. This is why our pledge, where we say people take a pledge not to raise taxes, what that really is a pledge to think about spending, to think
exactly.
About
that's spending what I was going to ask you. Yeah, where are we at in spending? Cut spending, you know, prioritizing, you know, doing things that good business people around the country are doing, you know, that households are doing, you know, based, you know, at their kitchen table and saying, hey, look, we've got to spend wisely, but not this government.
Well, there are a couple of good things on the horizon. I've just been talking to people in the administration about the Calvert bill. Congressman Calvert of California
got about 20 seconds left here. Okay, go ahead.
To reduce the number of civilians in the Pentagon, which will save over about $100 billion phasing it out. That's one place to start saving.
Well, stay tuned because we'll hear more from Grover Norquist as we continue. Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform. He is the president. Grover, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the time. Have a great day.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers.